إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat, and we are looking at the lessons from the surah, inshallah. This entire surah is full of lessons, and all of them are focused at building and creating the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah. As I mentioned, the strength of this deen is from the brotherhood of the faith. If there is no brotherhood of faith, then there is no strength in the deen. And that is the lesson also we learned from the seerah, because Islam spread from Medina. Islam did not spread from Makkah. And the ummah was built in Medina. So in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَن لَّمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, which means, Allah says, O you who believe, and as I mentioned before, anything that begins with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be obeyed. So Allah says, O you who believe, do not let a group of your men mock or laugh at or scoff another group of people. It may be that the people they are laughing at are actually better than them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very specific, and then he says, do not let a group of your women laugh at some other women, because it may be that those people they are laughing at, the women that they are laughing at, are better than these women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not insult one another by nicknames, do not defame one another. So do not bad talk each other, do not defame one another, do not insult one another by nicknames. We give bad nicknames to people. Allah says, then how bad is it to insult one's brother after having faith? Meaning that you have become a Muslim and your behavior has not changed. You are still behaving in the old way where you used to do these things. So Allah is saying that after becoming a Muslim, how bad is it that you don't change your behavior? You still behave in the same way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does not repent, then these are the zalimun. These are the people who are the transgressors and oppressors. We ask Allah to save us from being among them. So several things. One is laughing at each other. Second one is defaming each other. And the third one is calling each other by bad nicknames. I remember many years ago, I was in the US, and a friend of ours asked me to speak to their children, and when I spoke about ghibat, this ghibat is the next thing that will come in the surah, inshallah, we'll look at that tomorrow. So I spoke about ghibat, I spoke about backbiting and, you know, bad talking each other and talking about each other. And one of the little ones, one little girl, she says, oh. So I said, what happened? She says, there goes my social life. Right? So even the young one, she knows, this is my social life. And if you think about it, may Allah forgive us, this is what we talk about most of the time. We talk about other people. We don't talk about ideas. That is the ultimate, the sign of intelligence, is to talk about issues and values and ideas. And so we don't do that. We don't have enough brain to do that. We don't talk about events, which means needs awareness, which needs some level of analysis. Just now, UK has, in a fit of insanity, has left the European Union. And crazy, I mean, this is an aside, but since I mentioned this, I must say this. This shows up the insanity of this headcount system, so-called democracy. Because on an issue which is so complex, what is the final deciding point? How many people vote for it? And who are the people voting? It's the bus driver, the taxi driver, the, you know, the equivalent of the rickshaw puller in the UK, who doesn't even understand what it means to be part of the European Union and what it means to be out of the European Union. He doesn't understand. But he has a vote. And there's one story there that this woman, this man who took his 90-something-year-old mother who's blind to go and vote. And she voted. Now, what does that woman understand? But that one vote makes a difference. And with that, and the decision is something which is going to affect their own future generations, you know, as long as Allah keeps them there. So insanity, a complete craziness. But the whole point is that what else will happen? Because we have people who don't discuss ideas, we have people who don't discuss events, we have people who discuss other people, which is the absolute pits of, you know, humanity. What's the great thing about discussing other people? So-and-so did this, so-and-so, so what? So what? But this is unfortunately our social life, and as we see, this also has an effect, a negative effect on the dunya itself. But definitely in terms of the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, and Allah is saying, don't laugh at each other, you do not know. You do not know what the other person is doing. And this laughing at each other is also, it's a very bad thing. First of all, you're laughing at each other, mocking people. There is nothing wrong in laughing with each other. Alhamdulillah, it's very good to do that. Good sense of humor, both people are enjoying it, but not laughing at. And sometimes even though you might find two people laughing, but sometimes the joke is such that a person with more power makes a joke about somebody with less power, and the guy with less power hates it but can't say it, so he also laughs. You know this, I know this, you know, those two people also know this. So just because he's laughing doesn't mean anything. We're talking about laughing together with mutual respect on something which is funny, alhamdulillah, no problem. It's a good thing to have a good sense of humor. But laughing at each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically warned us against this, and he said, don't do that. Second thing is defaming each other. Now, many, many times you find this, and may Allah forgive us. Anytime you say something good about somebody, you say so-and-so is doing something good work, people say, "Are unne aur kya kar raha malum tumhara? Do you know what else he is doing? Now, why do you go into that? Let him do whatever it is. He is doing something good, alhamdulillah, very good. Right? Why must you dig out something negative? And there is nobody in the world, except the Zat-e-Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nobody in the world from whose background you cannot dig out something negative. And definitely in today's world, I mean, our negative hugely outweighs our positive. I'm not trying to be a modest, this is our reality. Our negative hugely outweighs our positive. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers that negative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub, He covers all those Uyub. So people don't know what our faults are, what our things we do, and so on and so forth. I remember in one khutbah, a thought came to me, and I said, it's a great mercy of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our soul, the spirit, invisible. Because if you could see the spirit, what would my spirit look like? You know, physically, I don't look bad, I think. But spirit, if you look at my spirit, what will it look like? Will it have eyes? Because the eyes of the spirit are the eyes which can see the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, blind spirit. Will it have ears? Because the ears of the spirit are the ears which respond to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will that spirit have any strength in it? Because the strength of the spirit comes from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to see? You're going to see one thing that looks like a leper without eyes and ears and, you know, can't stand and is flat on the ground. And what a horrible, miserable sight. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it hidden. Allah has not shown this. But believe me, on the day of judgment, that is what you're going to take with this whole body, which we have been pumping iron in the gym and, you know, building all the muscles. This is worm food. This is what the trees in the Qabristan grow on. This is nitrogen, it goes back into the soil. And what do we do with the spirit? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you are laughing at somebody, but you don't know what that person is like. So don't defame people, don't laugh at people. And the final point Allah is saying in this is, don't give people bad nicknames. And the worst part of the whole thing is, many times the nicknames we give actually mock somebody's infirmities. Kone unne langada, unne kanda,
उन्हें भय रहा. सो वॉट आर यू लाफिंग एट? द गाय कैनॉट सी, यू नो इज ब्लाइंड इन वन आई एंड यू थिंक दिस इज वेरी फनी. सो यू मेक अ नास्टी निक नेम कॉलिंग समबडी कंडा बिकॉज ही इज ब्लाइंड इन वन आई. वॉट इफ अल्लाह टेक्स अवे योर आई, देन व्हाट हैपेंस? So seriously, we have to understand our language is an awful thing, because these are the nicknames we give people. Une mota, une, hey, what is all this? This is really horrible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is not how you behave. Allah says, okay, maybe you did this before you had iman. But now that you have iman, how is it your behavior has not changed? You still make these things, you still call each other bad nicknames. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do not make tawbah, then you are among the zalimun. And the zalimun are, illa mashallah, are the people about whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive the zalim. He will punish the zalim. We ask Allah to save us and to forgive us. But the very important message of this surah, of this ayah, is that we need to change our ways of behavior. As I said, all of these relate to the ummah. Now think about all of these things relating to brotherhood. How can you have a feeling of brotherhood about somebody that you have been mocking and calling bad names and stuff? I mean, this destroys from inside. It destroys mutual respect. It destroys the sense of brotherhood. So the ummah disintegrates and falls apart, which is what we see today with our Muslim brothers and sisters. Think about that. I still remember one of the boys who used to come here in this masjid. One day he invited me and said, please come and speak to a group of us. They were in Tolichogi. So I went. Now my driver was driving. I was in the back of the car. And that was the green Bentley which you are driving now. So this boy, when he parked on the side of the road, this guy who was on the roadside of the car, he suddenly opened the door without checking. And there was this scooter with this man and this woman, Muslim woman in burqa, this man, who were coming. The door opened and they slammed into the door and fell down. There was this crash and both of them were on the ground. I was absolutely, it could have been fatal. There could have been some other vehicle coming behind and you know they could have been crushed or even the thing. But, I mean, obviously it was very painful. The scooter also got a bit damaged and the woman fell on the ground and so on. This man got up and I could see from his face that now is murder. He's going to, you know, slaughter somebody. But when he got up and he picked up his scooter and his wife also, you know, he helped her. He saw this boy who was sitting next to me, the guy who opened the door, who came out. And we had gone straight from the masjid. So this guy had a topi on his head and he had a beard. The moment he looked at him, he said, "Musalman hai bolke chhota nahi to khata karta tha." Imagine. In that state, he fell down, he hurt himself and everything else. He said, "I am not saying anything to you because you are a Muslim. Otherwise, I would have killed you." He says, "I am not promoting chauvinism and so forth. I am not saying, you know, if the person is not a Muslim, go and kill him. No, I am just saying that imagine that person. This is the meaning of brotherhood. That person in the middle of all that, he, despite his pain, despite whatever has happened, he said, I forgive you because you are a Muslim. May Allah. Imagine, think about this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive that man and his wife on the day of judgment for that one word, inshallah. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves and say, where is my Islam reflecting in my life? My brothers and sisters, it is not words which convince people, it is actions. People listen with their eyes, not with their ears. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased, and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and beneficial for us, and to save us from that which is not pleasing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.